Guess who's in the studio, Mix Nation? Lauren from the Mix 97 Street Team Promotions is here. Wait, what's up, my British friend?
Not too much, Justin. Just trying to stay out of the rain.
Yeah, I know. What a gloomy...
I moved to Canada for a reason. It was trying to escape the rain.
Over the weekend, we did have some nice weather on Saturday, and it was the Pride Parade and the Pride Festival in the park, and some great numbers.
Amazing. I was surprised at how many people were in the parade. It was huge. It was awesome.
It was super family friendly, and tons of families came out to Zwix, and I know Mix 97, our street team, was out with the Mix 97 cruiser and probably handing out some bottles of water and some free gifts.
Swag, yes.
Swag.
Swag.
The merch.
The merch. The Mix 97 merch.
But I guess, you know, it was a weekend, a day, especially with Pride, June being Pride Month. You know, it's about love and acceptance. Well, we had a moment.
We did have a moment.
Yeah. What happened?
So I was watching the parade come in, and we were honking our horn, playing music, and all of a sudden I could hear this guy kind of shouting about being sinners, and I won't go into it too much, but essentially we had a religious group turn up that were being quite hateful, and it was upsetting people. It was upsetting some kids and some family members that were stood around by a speaker, and there was the two of them. I tried to turn the music up loud enough on the other side of the road so that it kind of drowned him out, but it didn't work. So I thought, you know what, we're not going to put up with this. I said, we don't need the music right now. So I took our huge speaker over there, put it right in front of him, and I said, don't touch my property. And I left my phone over there with this random guy, and I put it right in front of his feet, and I said, don't touch my property. And I turned it on full blast, and I drowned him out so that no one could hear him. He was not happy, but you know what? Everyone else was, so that's the count, right?
So this guy had a little Radio Shack. Well, why am I saying Radio Shack? You know, one of those little megaphones, you know what
I mean? Yes, yeah. He had like a speaker that he'd brought, but ours was big, I think. Thank goodness for that.
So. He had a megaphone, and you came over with a speaker, put it. So he's trying to do his little speech like, you guys are a bunch of sinners!
Yeah.
Right? Just saying stuff like that, and then you crank the music on. I can just... And then you can't hear. I can't hear myself. I mean, unbelievable.
That's what I did. I thought, you know what? This is a day about love and everyone coming together and being part of the community. And he wasn't fitting in with that. So we drowned him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Way to go. And by the way, there were a few comments in the Mix 97 Facebook page. They sent us some messages saying, whoever that woman is, who represents Mix 97, hats off to her and what she did.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that we could put a stop to some hate on a day that was supposed to be about love and support. So. Yeah.
You handled it probably more professionally than I would.
Well, that was the problem, is I was angry, and I thought, I'm not going to say anything because it's still, you know, a professional setting. So I thought, I'll just drown him out, and I don't have to say anything. I could just turn the music up, and the music did the talking for me, essentially.
I would have grabbed that megaphone, smashed it, and... Probably.
There were talks of that, but we all said, no, we've got to stay calm and we'll just handle it as maturely as we can.
You'd get charged with that. Your name would be in the newspaper.
Exactly. I don't want that. I don't want to keep my job. So.
Well, good for you, Lauren. Good. And another nice big round of applause for Lauren, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.